Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Aerosmith bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com with a number 3. It's an award-winning book, folks. 5 international awards. Very proud of it. It's available at Amazon. That's a good place to go. Bob Kuska's books are there, too. He's the founder and the president of Fusion Factor, thefusionfactor.com. You can find all of his books and all the other things he does there. Bob, you work with small businesses to help them with their HR issues, helping them with policy and recommendations and consulting, don't you?
I do, Jim. I do. And on this issue that we're talking about, it's an international issue, right? You know, it affects everybody, no matter what size.
The inappropriate behavior in the workplace has spawned the Me Too movement, as they call it. And you were talking to us about the expense of this, of all this. Not only if you get found guilty and there could be a financial award. I mean, your little company could be taken to court over what an executive did, some manager did. And if you were found that you didn't have a safe environment, your company could be a co-defendant, couldn't they?
That's right. That's right. And let me give you just one quick example, Jim, of a small company. I had a 10-person company 5 years ago. They came to me because an employee went to his manager and asked for, you know, a particular work tool, and the guy said something that was inappropriate. The employee then went to the HR person, who was really just an office manager, and she told him to go away. So he ended up filing a complaint. It was frivolous because what was said wasn't really actually, you know, that bad.
Right.
But it went to the Massachusetts Council Against Discrimination.
Wow.
And it cost money. So the first thing, I want to talk about two things here. I want to talk about how you react and then how you be proactive.
Mm-hmm.
You react. If someone comes to you, even if you're not sure it's true, but they come to you and say something's going on in the workplace, or you just hear through the rumor mill that this might be occurring, don't turn your head. You know, make sure that you either investigate yourself or get your manager to investigate or get an outside person to investigate, just like you would investigate any kind of action in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happened? Who said what? When did they do it? What were they trying to do? And if you think it's serious, get yourself some legal counsel early on, rather than waiting till a complaint gets filed, because then you don't have any choice.
Do you see companies offering counseling, offering advice on guidance, let's call it, on how to deal with a coworker that you're attracted to? I mean, have you ever thought about how many people are alive today because their parents met at the workplace and got married?
I'm one of them, Jim. I met my wife.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. And so think about that. I mean, is this going to have a cooling effect on that kind of behavior? We're in at work more than we are anywhere else. We meet people who have common goals, like-minded. We get to find out how smart they are and how funny they are, and we see them all the time. How do we make sure that society doesn't a long held societal practice isn't held captive to this kind of behavior?
Yeah, here's where we walk the tightrope, Jim. So on one hand, this isn't just about being politically correct and what I say to you or what someone says to me. This is about making sure that people understand you have to treat people with respect. And so we need to send the message, you know, from our management, from the top, that, you know, we want to respect people in all manners. And by the way, here's some things I tell you not to do. I do not believe in a non-fraternization policy. In other words, you can't date people in the workplace.
Right.
You know, we spend 8 hours sleeping, 8 hours working, and 8 hours, you know, doing other things. And that 8 hours working, it's quite likely we might meet somebody that we're going to have a relationship with. And that's why God gave us brains to be, and we get paid more to be managers, about making decisions about what's appropriate and what's not appropriate and where you have to take action.
And shouldn't you also say, if you allow yourself to be part of a relationship like that, that's going to somewhat dilute your righteous indignation if you want to file a complaint?
Yeah. And one of the things, unfortunately, Jim, that I've seen many times is a lot of the complaints that get filed start as mutually acceptable behavior.
Right.
You know, a couple of people are telling jokes or in a relationship, and then it goes sour, and then a complaint gets filed.
Yep.
So that's one of the things
this is aware of as an employee and a manager. It's a tough environment right now, and the women in the workplace should step up and have a lot more conversations with each other, I think, than they used to. In the old days, women didn't talk. I don't think women talked much about this with each other. I think this is something because they are the predominant person who's preyed upon by the bad guys, so to speak. And I think the ladies ought to, you know, they probably are having more conversations with each other than they used to. What do you think? Quickly.
And I think that's where the Me Too movement has changed, that it's okay to come forward and speak up, before it was a little bit of a badge of shame.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think so too. Hey, Bob, thefusionfactor.com is a website. Good job today. Good report. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. It was great talking to you.
Bob Kustka, K-U-S-T-K-A is his name. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.